The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Here we go. Wrapping up the week. 770-5633. Happy to take your calls. We're doing a lot of great talk. Not all political either. That's okay. We talk with Ryan. Hey, Ryan, you want to talk about hurricane stats? You got something on your mind? What's that?
Yeah, so my wife and I bought a house in Southern Mississippi about a year ago. And I've met some really nice locals down there. Mm-hmm. Almost all the locals we talk to, they have hurricane parties. They are not freaking out like the media does about these hurricanes.
They actually have hurricane parties. What's a hurricane party like? What, you're in the basement and you have what, the food and the beer? I mean, what? What does a hurricane party look like? Yeah.
Well, they don't even have any basements down there. All their houses are on stilts. So they're just under their houses with generators and barbecues and beer and, yeah, having a good time.
Yeah, nothing like making lemonade out of a lemon, right? That kind of thing.
Exactly. It's just kind of it's pathetic how the media wants to gaslight everything and get everybody freaked out, because the people that live down there, they understand.
Well, the way I've always looked at this, and this is a concern that I've always had about when people say, oh, we got these climate and severe weather and all mm-hmm. the rest of it. It's really not weather crisis or hurricane crisis or climate crisis. Usually it's real estate crisis, because we choose, because we like these coastal areas. People like to live on the coast, face it. You like to live by a river. You like to live by a lake. You like to live by the ocean. But there's always a risk when you're there. There's a risk
exactly
you have to take.
Right.
That's just part of it.
Well, and there's a risk living here because of the wildfires.
Yeah. And so, just like it's a beautiful area to live, but there's always the possibility that Mother Nature is going to give us an 11.0 and then it'll be a bad day. But, you know,
exactly.
That's the risk we take. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Putting it into perspective. Gene's here. Hey, Gene, about the fireworks here. Fire away.
Okay. He keeps saying for the 1st of January. I think that if you get the fireworks, you can save them in case we have an honest election in November. You can set them off then.
You know something? It still could be pretty dry then, but yeah. If there's an honest election in November and it goes the way you're thinking. All right, Gene, I'm going to give you a real American salute, okay? Another good use for a fireworks celebratory, okay? Let me go to Vivian. Vivian, you're in Joe County, and oh boy, the parks, right? The park situation in the tent city. I know that we have this new Boise getting shot down in the Grants Pass v. Johnson case with the Supreme Court. That's been shot down. Has anything changed yet in what you're dealing with there?
Well, no. The neighbors see all the tents in the park over here at this little tiny park we have on Fruitdale. It's actually on Hamilton Lane, but it's a Fruitdale park, has a couple pickleball courts and a small building for bathrooms. And apparently it's wall-to-wall tents. And Mint, which is one of the charitable organizations, NGOs, came and delivered about 15 to 20 tents the other day. Mm. And it is just wall-to-wall tents down there. And the neighbors are just in an uprising. And there's a park watch group that's on Facebook. And they are going to go have a meeting there on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Well, I don't think there's any room for them to have a meeting there, but they'll bring their own chairs because there's certainly no benches there that are available for them. But the city council hasn't done anything to clear them out that we know of.
There's division on the city council from what I understand, right? Isn't there really on this? You probably have the Dwayne Junker types that want to, you know, get pretty tough on it. And then other ones that are wanting to be a little more, if you want to term it, compassionate. But I would imagine that after this Supreme Court order, they're really going to want to do something to get them out of the parks. I would figure that even the progressive city council members are probably going to want to do that. Would you agree or not? Or do we not?
Well, I hope so. But Sarah Bristol's been the mayor, and she's been pretty friendly with the NGOs and the organizations that help the homeless and feed them and give them tents and clothing and all the things they discard along with their needles and stuff in the parks.
You know, we always have to remember that the Supreme Court said very clearly that being homeless is not a protected status and that the city can pretty much do it. However, you have that bill that the state legislature put in place. Is it 3561? I forget the number. I can look it up briefly here.
3115.
Yeah, that really took what the Ninth Circuit Court said with the Boise decision and more or less made it pretty much state law. So there's that conflict. And people are getting hot. In fact, there was a friend of mine, Mark, that was writing me from Grants Pass, and he was talking about how he was actually talking down some people at some point that wanted to go into some of those parks and really attack some of these homeless and just clear them out, kind of like Frontier Justice, like get them out of the public parks.
Yeah, just load up their stuff in the back of the truck, take it to the dump kind of thing.
And everyone's trying to look for cooler heads to prevail because that could get real ugly real quick. You can see that.
Yeah, it could. But at the same time, it's been real ugly for the residents that live around the places.
Mm-hmm.
One over by Riverside Park, one neighbor over there hears them yelling all night long and keeps them awake, and it's been going on for, you know, too long for them. They're just losing their patience.
How would you like it handled, given you're in that neighborhood?
I think that the police should come in and have a nice big truck and have somebody from the Gospel Rescue Mission and from the drug rehab places that we have in town be there, set up tables, say, look, here's your options. You can go to drug rehab. You can go to the Gospel Rescue Mission. We can help you sign up for housing here. Have a few tables out there. Have the city organize it where they go out there. They talk to every single tent person and tell them you have to move your stuff today, and here are your options. And if you're on parole or if you violated any of your statuses on parole or anything, we can take you to jail. You know, we can drive you over there, and you can go to jail, because that happens a whole lot, at least a couple a day, that they find on parole. And they're usually from other counties, you know, that they're in violation of parole, and we have to get them in jail and then transport them back to their counties. But, you know, that it needs to just get it very organized, and the city can do this. They're not stupid people. They're just lazy, if you ask me.
I don't know. I don't know if it's lazy, Vivian, as much as it is the political will to actually change course. You're dealing with some inertia at this point, and even a little bit of analysis paralysis of trying to figure out, because there are mixed messages coming out of the state government as to what they will really allow you to do. But I don't know, at this point in time, especially given what happened, I could see where some smart cities will just start defying the state in some form or another and just saying, okay.
And there are places for these people to go. It's not like there aren't places, you know, and they can go there.
But the parks are much nicer. I imagine the parks are much nicer place to camp, right? You give it a choice.
But they can't camp there anymore. You know, that's against the law now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've made it where you can't camp there.
All right. I appreciate the call. Good hearing from you, and I'm hoping that some relief comes your way, Vivian. Thanks.
Well, there's one more thing.
Okay.
People are calling for, give them a place to go. I say no. Do not give them an inch. They take a mile if you do that. If you give them a place to go and a campsite, then the city becomes responsible for them practically, and it becomes a liability on the city and the taxpayers forever. Once you give them a place to go. So don't give them a place to go. They already have places to go. It's called Gospel Rescue Mission, drug rehab, and jail, or somewhere else.
All right. That proverbial somewhere else, they always want that. I appreciate the call. Thanks for that, Vivian. 10 minutes after 8, 770-5633. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Good. Artisan Bakery Cafe Summer Specials. Now is the time to indulge in a delicious affogato. Two perfectly pulled shots of espresso poured over creamy vanilla ice cream. For an extra treat, add chocolate and whipped cream to make it an affogato sundae. Come on by Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1325 Center Drive, just across from South Bread Meyer. Indoor and outdoor seating available. That's Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Hey, it's Lars here with my trusted friend in the real estate market, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. If I were listing today, what advice would you give me, Jared?
Lars, that is a fantastic question. Thanks for asking. For my clients that are listing today, one of the key things that I'm telling them is, hey, we're not in the same market that we were in within the last year or two. With the rise in interest rates and what's been going on with the Feds and things like that, it's changing the market. And so it's more important than ever to make sure that they hire a company and a real estate agent that knows how to adapt to the changing market. And that's exactly what we're doing for our clients in order to get them top dollar. And we give advice on what it takes to do that. And then we put our marketing machine to work to maximize the amount of money that they can get for the sale of their property as well.
Thanks, Jared. Call Jared Hokanson today at 541-772-SOLD, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and start packing.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com. Your NBC 5 forecast, a cool, clear start to the day, but the heat cranks up again this afternoon. Sunny and breezy conditions, a high of 96. Some overnight relief with temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. Independence Day, 4th of July tomorrow, very hot, dry and breezy with a high of 105. Friday's high expected 105 to 110. 13 after 8. It's another great day because I get a chance to play polkas. Because when Brad, my brother from another Slovenian mother, calls, I can't help myself. How you doing, Brad? Welcome back.
Hey, brother. It's just great to listen to all your pontification.
We have fun. What's on your mind?
I have some input, I think, on this homeless thing that's valuable. A friend of mine, when it was really getting bad a few years ago on the east side of the freeway on 10th Street, mm-hmm. and this is an older guy living on a limited income and had a home security system, but there were constantly people, you know, causing problems on his property. He got creative, and this might be an answer to this problem. He got maps on the internet of Black Lives Matter, Al-Qaeda, and even a Ku Klux Klan map, or a flag, rather, and put them in his lawn.
Really?
All of a sudden, cops start showing up in front of his property.
Are you serious? Or are you just having fun with me?
And you know, he was able to drop his home alarm system, and he called me and says, "Man, I got all these guys showing up. Even Homeland Security had a guy come by. Because I never felt safer in all my life."
So in other words, get on the government watch list, right?
Absolutely, brother.
You know, now you're not pulling my leg. I know you. You're a funny guy.
No, this is just being... it turns out the dude's a Slovenian. So, you know, he's creative.
Well, he had to be. All right, just like Melania. All right.
Greg, absolutely.
Thank you, my brother from another Slovenian mother. Interesting story. He just, attract attention, which would normally be considered the wrong kind of attention. All of a sudden, no problems with homeless. That's one way of dealing with it. Hey, Michael, what's going on with you? Huh?
Well, good morning. I'm hiding out here in my northern compound, and I've decided that I'm going to have to change my semi-retired status and put a pause on my Social Security payments.
Why is that?
Because the city of Seattle has now decided to race forward for the top of the woke crazy crown, and they have created a tree equity job that's paying almost $61 an hour from the city of Seattle.
Wow.
And
okay, I have to ask you, now, I just pulled up that story. You sent that to me, and,
yeah.
All right, Tree Equity. Oh, Jason Rantz, the talk show host there. He puts that up there on mynorthwest.com. Tree Equity jobs, $61 an hour. What does Tree Equity do? What is that? Well, what is your job?
Well, basically, it says it allows activists to undo environmental injustices disproportionately impacting communities of color.
And hold on. With trees? By planting trees?
No, you got to get into the next paragraph. And it says, it fits under the umbrella cause of environmental racism. This movement attempts to move to more evenly distribute trees to underserved communities. The lack of tree canopies and green space in Black, Asian, and Latino majority communities is due to institutional racism.
Oh. I used to live in Seattle, and I remember when I was living in downtown Seattle, there were almost no trees around my apartment complex, and I was white. So how is it that?
Well, sorry, you don't qualify.
Oh,
but it's just I'm gonna apply for the job. I'm gonna have to go back to work here full time.
But think about this: just on a 40-hour work week, you're making $2,400 a week doing tree equity, right?
Right. So you figure $61 an hour is about what, $110,000 a year, $120,000?
Yeah, $110,000. I mean, that's not bad money, really.
No, it's decent money, especially since it's going to be a city job. You get all the bennies and retirement funds with it as well.
And you get days off. You're right. You get all the holiday days off. You'd get Juneteenth off, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a tree equity manager is what it's being called. And it just, you know, I'm about ready to jump back into the employment pool.
I think you'd be making more on that than you are from your other businesses right now.
Well, no, our businesses are doing fine, but it's definitely more than my Social Security.
Well, no, I'm just saying it'd be a lot less strain, though. You don't have to worry about those pesky employers and expenses and all that sort of stuff. You just go plant trees.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that they'll also give me a government car and a fuel card and everything else to go along with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, speaking of the government fuel cards and everything else, I've noticed a trend among the homeless here in Southwest Oregon. Now, you live both in Washington and in Oregon. And where are homeless people getting the money for these $1,000 electric bikes? Do you know? Or are they stealing them? Do we know? I'm kind of curious.
Well, I really don't know on it. But, I mean, up here in Washington, these electric bikes are sitting on sidewalks, part of the companies that try to rent them out or lease them on a, per minute basis and everything else. But you see tons of them parked at homeless encampments as well.
Right.
So I don't know if they're breaking the bike so they don't require a credit card. I don't know if they're using their SNAP cards to pay for them or what. But, yeah,
I remember in the city of Medford with the first run of the Bird scooters, how many of them ended up being broken up, and you find them in Bear Creek by the homeless encampments.
Yeah, you find them more along the homeless encampments than you actually do being used, on city blocks.
Build it and they will come. All right, Michael, I appreciate the show and your call, and good luck. Good luck on your tree equity career, your new career. All right.
Have a good week, Bill.
Boy, $110,000. God bless America in Seattle. It's 19 after 8. Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker is going to be on the show a couple of minutes here. And she had an interesting award given to her. She was elected by the group to a board. We'll talk with her about that for a few minutes. Good news.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
We Built This City by Jefferson Starship was released in 1985 and quickly reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And while their city was built on rock and roll, Millett Construction wants to remind you that your home was built on ordinary earth that tends to shift over time. So before you get knee-deep in a hoopla of sloping floors and cracked walls, ask yourself, do you remember? Yes! Call Millett Construction for a free inspection and estimate to fix your foundation. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
We built this city.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is the Rogue Valley's spray-on bedliner leader for 20 years running. We're excited to upgrade our spray-on bedliner product to mil-spec and join the fast-growing nationwide network of dealers. Our new MilSpec bed liners are backed by a nationwide lifetime warranty and feature the latest innovations in spray-on bedliner technology. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority and let our seasoned team of professionals give your truck the protection it needs with a MilSpec spray-on bedliner.
Today, another episode of Scam Week. Real scams hurting real people who have lost real money. Everything you hear is real, and it could happen to you. I'm Kim Komando for NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. Even celebrities, the very rich and smart, are getting scammed. Take billionaire Shark Tank host Mark Cuban. He says that he accepted a phone call from an unknown number, someone identifying herself as Nora from Google Security. And that, by the way, is the first red flag. Google does not call customers about their accounts. Nora said that Cuban's Google account had been hacked. He should quickly retrieve the email that she just sent, provide his passwords, and then she and Google would fix his account. And fix she did. But she wasn't from Google. The caller had just duped a very smart man into helping her hack his own email and give up his passwords. Learn from his big mistake. Enter to win a $1,000 gift card for your favorite airline at winfromkim.com. Attention small business owners. Are you tired of juggling multiple systems to manage your business? You don't have to do that anymore. Simplify your life with NetSuite. It's the number one cloud financial system. Here's why. NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform, providing you one source of truth. Imagine reducing your IT costs and cutting the expense of maintaining multiple systems. You see, with SimpliSafe, you can easily improve efficiency by consolidating all of your major business processes. Say goodbye to manual tasks and errors. Join over 37,000 companies already benefiting from NetSuite. And here's some really exciting news. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for just a few more weeks. Now, I don't want you to miss out. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. That's netsuite.com/Kim. NetSuite, everything you need, all in one place. netsuite.com/
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
By the way, slash Kim. Somehow that got cut off. But anyway, I'll help her out. By the way, Kim Komando, great show every Saturday, 7 to 10 here on KMED. Okay? All right. Now then, Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker on the program here right now. She doesn't toot her own horn, but I got a press release here from the Election Assistance Commission yesterday. They were talking about how Chris Walker has been elected Secretary of the Board of Advisors for the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. And, of course, she wouldn't call me, so I said, okay, I'm going to drag you on the air, Chris. So you can just we'll toot your home just your horn just a little bit, okay? So, what does this mean? In fact, you weren't even there when they were doing the election. What's the story, and what does this mean? Because it seems like a pretty big deal, actually.
Well, thanks, Bill, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on too.
I had to drag you here. Come on, be honest. Hey, hey, Chris, I had to drag you on. You know that.
You had to drag me on. Yeah. Okay. No, not really. Yeah, it was one of those deals that when the annual meeting happened, and it's required that you have an annual meeting that membership is there, that you vote on officers and other items that come up, just like any official board. And I just couldn't attend that meeting because, of course, my priority is right here in Jackson County conducting elections, and we were actually doing ballot insertion that week, getting all the ballots prepared for mailing, and then it was our budget presentation week. So I was like, well, I was trying for an online option to be able to at least participate that way, but they didn't offer one. So in turn, in the middle of the meeting, I get a text message from Commissioner Hicks, one of the four commissioners, asking if I would accept the nomination that I've been nominated by the chair for secretary. And I did, and next text I got was that it was a unanimous decision, voted in as secretary of the EAC Board of Advisors.
Okay, now this is a bipartisan commission of sorts. And is it an advisory commission? What is the significance of the Election Assistance Commission here? And is it consisted of all county clerks, or are there other types of officials who are involved in this too?
There is. There's about 35 people between elections administrators of small, medium, and large jurisdictions around the country. Mm-hmm. Could be secretaries of state, could be part of people from the legislature. There's an array of different groups that participate in this. So to be one of the select few that are on the board, like I said, it's really it's a humbling honor to be able to give the small and medium-sized jurisdictions such as Jackson County a voice at the national level. And what our soul, solely when the Help America Vote Act was created, it was a result of the 2000 election fiasco that happened. And what it did is Congress sent a lot of money into the EAC to distribute to the state and local jurisdictions for equipment purchases, mm-hmm. For providing items that we maybe couldn't fund at the local level. Because we saw, machines that were 10 and 15 years old that were running. And as we know, technology moves faster than we can acquire technology. And then the Board of Advisors function is advisory to this commission. And these are presidential appointees, and they have to be approved through Congress as well. So, again, a great honor to be able to serve Jackson County in this way.
And normally they tend to go with lots of big cities. The Portlands and the Seattles would tend to, get a lot of
Houston, New York. Yeah, but the great part about this commission is it does spread that wealth around it. It lets people from small and medium jurisdictions have a voice as well, and how to advocate for our needs, the things that we need at the local level, which could be different. There's some similarities to a really large jurisdiction such as LA, but then again, we're going to have our own unique challenges as a medium-sized county. So it's great. A tool to be able to pass on the challenges that you have at the local level.
Is it a position where you can bring up concerns on a national level on election policy? And we've had these conversations before. And I remember, like I said, even when I was a kid, Jimmy Carter ended up doing that survey. They came out saying that inherently vote by mail elections are difficult to deliver securely. And it's not a reflection on you. It's just the nature of the beast here, And this seems to be a trend growing, and we're the only country in the world that's going to more and more vote by mail. Is there any conversation among the U.S. Election Assistance Commission that's saying, is this really the best way to be going, given the concerns that have been raised about the insecurity of it and the ability to, in certain areas and jurisdictions, put thumbs on the scale? Has there been discussion about this? Do they talk about it openly, or do we just try to ignore it and just whistle past the graveyard? I'm just curious.
No, we do pass on concerns, absolutely, more informally, because just like any board, you have a formal meeting agenda. And then we have trainings in the meeting, like what a county such as what Utah did a presentation, and I sat on that panel discussion about security, utilizing our local law enforcement to assist us with providing, security at our ballot boxes, security at our elections offices. We don't really get into whether or not vote by mail should be a process, but, because if that's what your state has done, because, of course, the Constitution gives the state sole authority over how to conduct elections. That way it's not mandated by the feds. But some of the things we do talk about are technology and how do we provide certifications for our voting systems. So we give there's guidelines on the, they call them voluntary voting system guidelines. And we advise the EAC commissioners on those issues, as well as electronic ballot delivery and return, poll books, which of course in Oregon we don't have poll books, electronic poll books. So the part is there's not a one size fits all. So what you try to do is advocate for the voter, make sure that of course we always are talking about security and how do we better secure our system, not just our tally systems in elections, but our physical security of our building.
Of the building, yeah. Why do we
have an array of conversations?
Yeah. Why does it matter what technology does? Because one of my big, and I've talked to you about this, I think, briefly before, but an election system is strictly an additive process. You know, you just take the votes in one particular case and you just add them up. And we seem to be going more and more into you have to have a machine do this, and I'm just kind of curious why we turned it over to the machines. What benefit has it given us to actually turn it over to technology rather than the physical and the open and the totally transparent? Is there ever any
really
conversation about that?
It has to do with efficiencies in the process. Just like any department, you're limited on the funds you can spend, and a lot of those things are very expensive when you have to hire temporary help, employees. But we also find that the rate of error is a lot less with tally systems that have been programmed in-house. We do that here in Jackson County. Mm-hmm. My staff, we program that in-house. And then, of course, we do those certification testings before we ever run a ballot through. We do a public test, and then we certify those machines before we ever start tallying the live ballots. And then, of course, at the end of the election, we run those tests all over again with that test deck to make sure that nothing in the integrity of that system has changed. And, of course, those systems remain secured and locked right here at the county elections office. And I hear a lot of times people say, oh, they're all online, they're not. Well, I can assure you here in Jackson County and around the state of Oregon, our systems are not connected to the internet. In fact, completely disabled from that. So is it a perfect system? There is no perfect system. Mm-hmm. Even when you're entrusting people at a polling place to remove materials, bring them back to the main office, taking thumb drives to transfer data, there are always things that we're looking at to try to make the system better. The other big issue, too, is our ballots, if you notice, have two pages, an array of items on there that would need to be tallied. Now, if you had a single event race, say we just were voting on president by itself on a ballot, that would be fairly simple to figure out a system to be able to tally those votes by hand. But when you're talking the amount of races on there, including all the down races, precinct committee persons, write-ins, and measures all in one ballot, then that is where it really becomes difficult.
Okay, I understand. I'm just wondering how we did it 30 years ago. You know, we did it 30 years ago, and we seemed to work it just fine. I mean, when I first even moved here.
30 years ago, we were using punch cards, electronic punch cards and electronic system that scanned those. Like, you know, like when you did a test at school where you did the little punch cards when you did your whatever statewide testing. It was the same type of thing there. That's what we did before. Before that, they had a mechanical device system. The earliest we can figure out that we were actually hand tallying at the county level was way before the 1950s.
Even that, I guess what I was talking about then, maybe I'm more concerned, though, about the fact that state law even says you can't really clean the voter rolls, right? It's almost like who is allowed to vote and what ballots get sent out rather than maybe how they're tallied, because maybe the accurate, maybe the count of what comes in is accurate. That's not what I'm questioning almost. Maybe that's my concern, in which under the guise of we're going to make voting easy, that we make voting, well, you know, there are just too many people on the rolls who really don't belong there, and you're not allowed to do anything about it. Maybe that's my concern, and this doesn't it's not affected by the machines, I guess. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Keep in mind, you know, we share your concerns. There are things that we can do to make this system better, and I've advocated on behalf of not only Jackson County, but the County Clerks Association to the Secretary of State about issues concerning our voter rolls. The good part is, keep in mind, though, when we hear those some of the speakers out there saying, well, 105% of the qualified voters are registered to vote, you have to keep in mind they are looking at the inactive voters, which who do not qualify for a ballot, because they add those into the active voters. Only active voters in the system will receive a ballot. If you're inactive, you have to have a transaction with us. You have to update your voter registration, whether it be because you had a bad signature, whether it be that that you moved, or we had other information that you went into inactive. You are still qualified to vote as an inactive voter. But until you interact with us and update that registration, you will not receive a ballot. So please keep that in mind when people are talking about how this.
There's 105% of registered voters out there.
They're taking both active and inactive voters in those numbers rather than knowing it's apples to oranges. You have to separate those two out.
Okay, very good.
Now, can we make it better again, Bill? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We are always advocating as county clerk and representing Jackson County and people around the county clerks around the state, trying to find ways to make it better. Barring a law change or a rule change, sometimes our hands are tied, but we still advocate for change.
Yeah, and I have mentioned the rules. You are operating under the rules as an agency of the state, okay? A change in the Secretary of State's office would be wonderful, but I know that's not your – you can't say anything about that. That's just my opinion. Yeah. We'll talk with you more, all right? But thanks so much, and congratulations, though, Secretary now of the Board of Advisors for the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. It is an honor for you to be have Jackson County in serving that. And thanks for sharing a few thoughts on that, as always. Okay?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank
Anytime.
You, Chris. Chris Walker, Jackson County Clerk. It is 836 at KMED. And 99.3 KBXG.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine. Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
When the IRS comes knocking, the news can be shocking. Tell them you've hired a CPA tax expert at First Response Resolution, located in Eagle Point. Leave speaking with the IRS to Zach. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today for a free consultation.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriot.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
By the way, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Just go to valleyviewnursery.com to find out more about that. And they are closer than you think, okay? Now then, we have the Lucretia theme here. She's letting the sunshine through. No chemtrails today. Not a cloud in the sky. How you doing, Lucretia? You wanted to talk about free energy since it's a wheels up, but also Conspiracy Theory Wednesday, since there is no Thursday Friday show. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I have to just say, we don't need chemtrails to have this heat dome. You know, first off, because we know HAARP can heat up the sky. But also the planes we're seeing in the sky are just releasing water vapor. It's not chemicals, and that's why the difference between something lasting 3, 4, 5 seconds versus...
Now, remember, chemtrail-free zone. We don't talk about that right now.
Right.
You called in about free energy, okay?
Right. But can I say, nobody's talking about these counterclockwise and clockwise rotating spins. We've got a super cold energy going way too low, way out in the Pacific. They're not allowing any of the normal jet streams.
Lucretia, if you go off into atmospherics and chemtrails, I'm going to have to hang up because you said free energy.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
So let's talk about the 380 Airbus. The A380, the Airbus, mm-hmm. it supposedly holds 250 metric tons of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. That would be the equivalent of 18 Red Decker Airbus buses on each wing. There's no way that a plane could carry that much fuel. Okay, first off. Second off, you can see that, because that would be not only the volume, you'd have to have huge wings that are like 10 times the size.
Okay. Lucretia, I watched that video, and God love you, but that was nonsense.
Well, that's the amount of fuel. If you look at the amount of fuel.
Oh no, the amount of fuel in there, the fuel is very heavy. It is in the planes. They're pumping it in there. The claim from that guy, that guy was claiming on the video that you had sent me, was that what actually pulls the planes through the sky is the free, you should be using free energy to pull the planes through the sky, and that jet fuel actually making the airliners go up in the air is a fraud, is essentially what he was saying, right?
No, they use fuel definitely to take off and to land, but as far as the amount of fuel, while it's going, it's mostly just it's compressed air. 90% of the thrust forward is from the compressed air, so it's very little fuel.
Well, here's the, you know, I've watched an awful lot of plane crash videos and a lot of other people who have analyzed this, and I guess when the airliners crash, it's because of the free energy runs out. It's not because they ran out of jet fuel, because they're not really using the jet fuel to fly, according to the conspiracy, right?
I didn't say they don't use fuel. I said most of the fuel has just been taking off and landing, but during the time, yeah.
Well, I have a feeling that even the engineers that are trying to go out there for 9/11 truth might disagree with you somewhat on that.
Well, the other thing, as the other video I was showing you, is Topher Gardner. If people look that up on BitChute, Topher Gardner says energy is free, comma, like Space Buster showed.
Mm-hmm.
If you pack that in, you'll see this other one where you have Victor Schomburger showing that we don't, these huge towers that they have, that with these huge electric lines, for every meter you go up, there's another 100 volts of electricity. So you could put a wire way up in a tree, and you would...
In other words, go up far enough and you tap the electromagnetic energy. Okay, there's something reasonable about that. There's actually some physics involved in that. Yeah, and there could be some truth to that. And by the way, even physicists agree that in the theory of zero point energy, I don't want to go off too much in the energy though, but almost like the energy of the universe. And, you know, and if we find a way to tap that, hey, cool. That would be wonderful. I think though, that just because the weight of fuel though in a jet airliner is very heavy, believe me, when you have tens of thousands of horsepower and pounds of thrust pushing it through the air, and the weight of the air underneath the wing is what actually lifts the plane up. You know, that's what does that. I think it's a little off base there. Okay? All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
But I appreciate you, Sharon. And like I said, it's interesting. It's really interesting. But now I don't think we have free energy pulling the airliners through the air. I wish they did, though. That'd be cool, because then you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, if the fuel runs out. But I've watched an awful lot of pilots and a lot of analysis on this. I think we do need the fuel still at this point, but maybe that's a conspiracy of the oil companies. That could be what we're dealing with, right? It could be. And if we didn't have to deal with the oil companies, then it'd be all great.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Forget SOS. We're sending out an SAS for the semi-annual sale at Garrison's Home and Garrison's Express. With 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off almost everything. So SAS could also stand for Super Awesome Savings or Serious Actual Sale, because that's what this is. No sneaky gimmicks or markups. It's SAS. Simple, affordable, and satisfying. The semi-annual sale happening now at Garrison's Home and Garrison's Express. Garrison's.com.
Did you know that with Good Guys Guns Background Concierge Service, customers get approved the same day? And for under 21-year-old customers, Good Guys Guns at 4934 Crater Lake Avenue gets you approved in half the time of the big box stores. That's right. Good Guys Background Concierge Service gets you your firearm faster than the other guys. And this service is free with every firearm purchase. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $15. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
3, 2, 1.
Discount Fireworks Superstore. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price.
Twice the fireworks for the same price you pay at the other guys.
All your favorites. Sparklers, Screaming Patriots, Ground Blooms, and Killer Bees. At least 50% off. Over 250 items to choose from. Discount Fireworks Superstore has 6 locations in the Valley. South Pacific Highway near Grange Co-op. West Main near Thunderbird. Ashland across from Butler Ford. Central Point across from Pilot. White City at Wilson Equipment. Grants Pass in the first tent on Rogue River Highway just east of Gun and Tackle. Plus Cape Junction on Redwood Highway and River Road. For a discount fireworks superstore near you and free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Once again, for discount fireworks superstore locations plus free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. That's dfsfireworks.com. Remember, for free fireworks, visit dfsfireworks.com. Get the same amount of fireworks for half the price only at discount fireworks superstore.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
It's open for business time here. We wanted to check in with Randall at Advanced Air, myadvancedair.com. Call him at 772-6866. Yeah, let's see, 96 today, Randall. And let's see, tomorrow it's going to be, what, 105, maybe 110, 113 Saturday. It could be interesting time. I imagine your technicians are already out there going crazy, huh?
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah, we're going to have sustained high heat over in the triple digits for the next 5 or 6 days. So be safe out there. Be prepared. Try to do everything you can to keep your homes cool. You can do simple things. Make sure your filters are changed and clean. That way there's no impediment to airflow. Make sure that your curtains are drawn in the afternoon. Don't use high BTU electronics, ovens, dryers, you know, late in the afternoon.
You know, this might not be a bad time to use the outdoor barbecue as the cooker, really, rather than your indoor stove. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure, because you're adding BTUs to the heat load of your home, and your equipment is having to work harder and harder. And the time it's going to fail is when it's working the hardest and it can't keep up. So turn your AC on early in the day. Try to get the house cool. And leave it running. Don't wait until the afternoon to flip on the heat pump because it won't catch up. And another thing, too, to keep in mind is on a 115-degree day, just because your system creeps up to maybe 80, 82 degrees inside when it's set at like 70 or 72, that doesn't mean that it's broken. In our area, HVAC systems are designed to reach 70 degrees at about a 95-degree day. Those are the set points and the engineered design parameters. Outside of that 95 degrees, you lose capacity, and therefore you might creep up a little bit. Doesn't mean that the system's not working. It just means that it's operating outside of the design parameters.
You know, that's good to remember, and because I could see people starting to panic as they see it go up. Well, wait a minute. I have it set at 72 or 74, and I'm now at 84, 85. And it's just that You don't want it overly sized because then you have too much cycling. We don't want to go off in the weeds on that. But there's all sorts of reasons why they size a system to fit your home and the typical climate here, right?
It's exactly. This is an anomaly. You get a 110-degree day, a couple 110-degree days every couple of years, you know. So we're not designing for those outlying days.
Now, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, it might be different, right? You might design that a little bit differently. Any deals going on at this point, or is it pretty much, hey, you know, this is peak season? What do you think?
Yeah, no, there still are some great rebates available from Energy Trust of Oregon, some thousands of dollars in savings, really. So you can go to the ETO website, Energy Trust of Oregon website, and it's not just HVAC related. There's a lot of home improvement related rebates available, and they are worth thousands of dollars in savings. Some of those are tax deferrals or tax rebates, tax credits. And then others are instant savings as well. So, and you know, your HVAC contractor should know about those. If you're doing other home improvements, those contractors are aware of those programs. The thing with Advanced Air is we help you walk through those programs. We do all of the applications for you.
And you do the paperwork too. Very nice.
Yeah, trying to make it easier on you. So there's some great savings available still.
And by the way, you take advantage of that. And also, if you need servicing, hopefully you don't need servicing right now, but if you did, 541-772. 6866. And that's why it's a good idea to join the Comfort Club. That way you're first in line when you get the brownouts that damage your equipment. And speaking of which, though, you're saying that a surge suppressor is one of the most economical things you can do to protect your home system. And I was just thinking about it with all of this, the potential for brownouts and surges when you have these kind of days and everybody just draining the grid of every kilowatt hour possible. You could see some problems, couldn't you? And what do you do with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the new equipment, a lot of it is very electronic. You know, there's control boards on everything, especially a zone system. You got zone control boards. You've got boards inside the equipment, and it's all electrical. And if there is any sort of variance or instability in the electrical cycle, it can compromise that equipment and be extraordinarily costly. So maybe you just purchased a $15,000 HVAC system. You really should be putting surge protectors on there. Cost $350, $400 for that, designated for that equipment. And you could save your $20,000 investment real quick by having that extra layer of protection at a very reasonable price.
And, boy, that's not that expensive then, and you install that over Advanced Air, right?
Yeah, we do, and it can be done when you're changing out your equipment and updating your system, or it can also be done on a maintenance visit. It's not real intrusive. It only takes, you know, 10, 15 minutes to do, and we can do that on a maintenance visit on an existing system.
Does it go in the breaker box, or does it go into the actual unit itself?
It goes on the unit itself.
Yes. Oh, good. Okay. That's a lot easier. Sometimes people, you know, you don't want to have to necessarily break open the electric box if you can help it, right? Okay.
Hey, a lot of times on the outdoor unit, it'll go next to the disconnect. So, and a lot of them have like LED indicators and stuff. Some of the more elaborate ones have monitors so you can see where your system has, your equipment has been protected when there's been brownouts and et cetera. But, you know, the entry-level ones are pretty basic.
All right. Now, a big one today, though, get your filters changed if you haven't changed them for a while. I know I try to change them about every 60 to 90, but I leave the fan running all the time because that's what you recommended, and it really works. It really works, too. So I have to change the filters a little bit more often, but that's cheap insurance right now when we're going into this weather, right?
It is, and in this weather, expect a 20 to 25 degree split. So if it's 115 outside, you know, if you're doing 80 degrees inside, 78 degrees inside, you're doing really well, even if the thermostat's creeping up above what your set point was.
Yeah, as long as you're not Sahara level inside, you're still working. Yeah. Okay, I got that. Absolutely. And I got to tell you, you definitely are a friend in this industry for people here, and just appreciate you joining in, being a sponsor and everything else, and we'll just give your number. And it's myadvancedair.com for the website. And if you're looking for planning, for maintenance, for repair, for new events, for new units and everything, you are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer. And that really means something these days, right? What does that mean?
I'll give you that. It does. And we we don't talk about that often, Bill, but a factory authorized dealer, Bryant, this is a Bryant satisfaction guarantee on residential new equipment. So what that means is if you purchase a new Bryant heating and cooling system from Advanced Air, you have a one-year guarantee of satisfaction. And we've seen it a little more lately where people will actually act upon that, and maybe they're dissatisfied, maybe there's a mechanical failure or whatever, and they will act on their satisfaction guarantee. And I want our customers to know that that is available, and that is Bryant standing behind their equipment. It's Bryant standing behind Advanced Air, and it's Advanced Air standing behind our clients, making sure that they get the satisfaction that they need. So we're all working together to make sure that they're delivered intelligent solutions.
MyAdvancedAir.com. Call 772-6866. Randall, we appreciate you being on Open for Business, okay? Thanks so
much. Thank you, Bill.
And I tell you to stay cool, but I know you'll be busy this weekend, okay?
Thanks. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll see you now. It is 855. This is KMED 99.3 KBXG. Well, I'll just give the legals at this point. KMED, KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
The threat of wildfire poses a growing risk to Oregonians. And recent wildfires have provided some important lessons. You can prepare now by taking three important steps. Step one, contact your insurance company to make sure you have the right amounts and types of coverage. Step two, create a home inventory by taking photos or videos of your possessions in each room of your home. Step three, gather and make copies of important identifying and financial documents. Store them in the cloud or another secure location. These three actions can help you and your community be more resilient in the face of wildfire. Be wildfire ready by being insurance ready. Visit dfr.oregon.gov/preparenow to learn how. This message brought to you by the Oregon Division of Financial Regulation, the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
Hi, I'm Riley with Rotary Drilling Company, and I'm on KMED.
Might be able to squeeze a couple of calls in here in just a minute if you want to squeeze it in before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins in the fourth. I'll be back on Monday. And an email or two of the day, and that is sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. Central Point Family Dentistry in Central Point, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. While You Wait, crowns available, and so much more. Great people. Get your appointment today at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. And this... this is such a pithy one. Dave writes me this morning, says, "Hey, Bill, I have come to the conclusion that anyone who pays to camp in Oregon needs to have their head examined." You know something, Dave? Not only email today, but Real American Salute. Yeah, between the coddling of the homelessness and everything else. Yeah, why would you pay? Why would you pay anywhere? Just pull your fifth wheel up and just put it in a county park, right? What are you going to do about that? Dennis writes this morning, Bill, on the county jail expansion proposal, another interesting discussion with Brad Bennington the other day. Didn't Jackson County citizens get fooled into a bond issue for Rogue X? I don't see why an intelligent campaign for support of the jail improvement expansion will not work, especially since, according to Brad B., the city of Medford spent $30 million for taking care of the drug-addicted homeless. All citizens are paying now, but the problem is not being addressed, much less solved. Dennis Sinclair. Dennis, I appreciate your writing about that. Yeah, the Medford voters were not fooled necessarily. That was not, Rogue X was a Medford thing, but you know, it was kind of sold that, hey, just pass this tax on the cars and the airport or the tourism, and that'll pay for the Rogue X. forgetting to mention that, yeah, the bond measure was mostly going to be paid for by people living in the city of Medford. A lot of money there. What was it, 70-something, 80-something million, whatever it is. But, yeah, we're all paying 60, 70 bucks a year for the next 15 to 20 years, I would imagine. We go to Vicki in the Applegate. Vicki, you want to comment on the Chris Walker talk here just a few minutes ago, county clerk. Go ahead.
Yes, and one of her last statements in that segment was, I think, the solution to the presidential election. You know, she had mentioned that with the counting, going to the polls would be difficult because there's so many other measures besides the presidential election. And she had mentioned about having the election for the president separate. I think that is a wonderful idea. I think that there should be a totally separate ballot sent in the election year for the president and not anything else on it.
Just the president, right?
Just the president. And then of course, you know, have the ballot for the other measures that need to be voted on. But as far, don't lump the presidency in with all the other measures, because obviously it is a lot of work to count all of that other stuff. Just have it a separate one for the president. Then it wouldn't be as hard.
Hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, actually, it did sound like a pretty good idea. I don't know how that would be done. It might take a constitutional change of some sort, and constitutional changes could be difficult because right now it's all left up to the states to know how to do
right.
that. And that's a wonderful thing, and it's also a challenge. It means that the state count is only as good as the state rules itself, okay?
Yeah. Right, and I think if maybe there was some kind of petition, I'm not an online girl, but if there was a petition, I definitely would sign it, and I would encourage everyone that I know to sign it to have that be a separate entity from the measures that we all vote on.
Just make it a separate one. All right. Thanks for the call. Vicki, I really appreciate that. Okay. Don't really have time for many more calls at this point, but I do have time to make you a winner. And this is in my nice clean hands, because I washed my hands this morning before I came in on the air. $100 fireworks certificate, and it is good for today and tomorrow at Discount Fireworks Superstore. There's a bunch of locations here in Southern Oregon. What were it, like six of them? I was talking with Ed about that yesterday. And I would love to make you the winner and get you in there. And you can go just have a bang-up fourth and celebrate our independence, or think about celebrating a future independence from the lack of independence we may have right now. Whatever the case might be, we got a lot of bang for your buck right now. 770-5633, caller 15, and you are going to go, okay? A lot of fun. Have a great four-day weekend here. I'm going to take the next couple of days off. I'll catch you live and local Monday morning here on KMED and KBXG.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 5-